You can't drive it off the lot yet, but a green minivan called the UCS Vanguard is available for viewing in the virtual showroom of the Union of Concerned Scientists internet website. David Friedman heads the UCS Vehicle Research Program for the advocacy group. He says the computer-simulated Vanguard puts available technology and better fuels into one vehicle.
The way the UCS Vanguard cuts global warming pollution is in part by incorporating an improved efficiency engine, using a transmission that has the efficiency of a manual transmission, but the convenience of an automatic transmission. It also includes improved aerodynamics, better tires, and it's designed to run on E85. That's a blend of 85% ethanol and 15% gasoline.
Taken together, Friedman says these features could cut global warming emissions by more than 40%, which would exceed even California's emission standards, considered the toughest in the nation. Charles Torito is a spokesman for the Alliance for Automobile Manufacturers, an industry trade group whose members account for 85% of domestic new car sales in the United States. He says auto companies integrate new emission and safety features when it's feasible to do so.
And we don't believe that the types of technology packages that the Union of Concerned Scientists envision are technologically feasible. And until you can create a vehicle that meets federal safety standards, a vehicle that meets federal emission standards, a vehicle that also meets federal fuel economy standards, you know, it's very difficult to be able to envision what that vehicle may or may not look like.
David Friedman says the vehicle would look a lot like the Vanguard, which was developed using the same tools automakers use to design new cars.
We did rely on sophisticated computer models that can ensure that, for example, one technology is not stepping on the toes of another and that they will work together. This is no different from automakers claiming that seatbelts and airbags wouldn't work or would ruin the industry, when the fact is they've saved tens of thousands of lives every year.
The United States is currently the world's worst polluter, producing 25% of global climate-changing emissions. Passenger cars and trucks account for 25% of those emissions. Friedman says in the absence of federal curbs, 10 states have adopted regulations based on California's tough new emissions standard.
With these 11 states together, you're talking about a market the size of Japan, nearly 6 million vehicles. If the car companies can service the market in Japan, they can certainly service a similar market here in the United States. And the automakers have the technology and can put those products in place to help consumers and to help the environment.
Torito believes it should be the role of the federal government and not the states to set national fuel economy standards. He says the auto industry has taken California, Rhode Island, and Vermont to court to block implementation of states' tougher standards.
We just believe that fuel economy standards should be set at the federal level, not by individual states creating a patchwork of fuel economy regulations.
David Friedman with the Union of Concerned Scientists says the lawsuits only delay what consumers want, an affordable, cleaner, and more eco-friendly car.
The problem is the automakers are fighting inevitability here. We're potentially talking about half the nation adopting these standards. And already in Congress, there is significant support for addressing global warming pollution. Automakers and all other parts of the economy need to stand up and take responsibility for the pollution that we produce.
Friedman hopes his group's virtual green car will motivate consumers to push their elected representatives to support stricter environmental standards for the nation's automobiles. I'm Roseanne Skirball.